Video: high school runner who bashed opponent in the head during race says it was an accident. By Warner Todd Houston on March 10, 2025. The high school relay runner accused of using her baton to bash another runner in the head during the race now claims it was an accident and is berating people for hurting her feelings. Last week, Brookville High School junior Kaylin Tucker was competing in a 4x200-meter relay at Virginia's VHSL Class 3 State Indoor Championships at Liberty University when she was physically assaulted by an opponent that she had just passed during the second leg of the race. Tucker suffered a concussion from the blow, and her team lost the race when she fell off the track. New: high school track runner gets attacked with a baton in the middle of a relay at the VSHL Class 3 State Indoor Championships. Kaylin Tucker was on the second leg of the 4x200m relay at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, when she got smacked in the head. Tucker suffered a pic.twitter.com/dxpmw.scarp. Colin Rugg, at Colin Rugg, March 9, 2025. Now, the girl who hit Tucker is claiming the whole incident is merely a misunderstanding. And she is attacking those who say she hit Tucker on purpose and saying the attacks are making her cry. IC Norcom High School relay runner Alayla Everett claimed that, despite the video evidence, she absolutely did not hit Tucker on purpose. After a couple times of hitting her, my baton got stuck behind her back like this, and it rolled up her back. I lost my balance when I pumped my arms again. She got hit, Everett told Wavy TV. I know my intentions, and I would never hit someone on purpose. She then went on the attack against people accusing her of assault and saying they aren't taking her feelings into account. Everybody has feelings, so you're physically hurt. But you're not thinking of my mental, Everett added. They are assuming my character, calling me ghetto and racial slurs, death threats. All of this off of a 9-second video. New: the high school runner who is accused of attacking another runner in the head with a baton says it was an accident and wants people to think about her feelings. Alayla Everett says the video is just one big misunderstanding. The incident happened in the middle of a relay. pic.twitter.com/kgbl68t88g. Colin Rugg, at Colin Rugg, March 10, 2025. Even though she was served with court papers over the incident, Everett's family members stand behind her. The family also insists that Everett tried to apologize to Tucker over social media. But Tucker blocked her, and Everett can now not reach the injured girl. The Virginia High School League, VHSL, issued a statement about the incident, according to Fox News. The VHSL does not comment on individuals or disciplinary actions due to FERPA, the league said. The actions taken by the meet director to disqualify the runner were appropriate and correct. We thoroughly review every instance like this that involves player safety with the participating schools. The VHSL membership has always made it a priority to provide student athletes with a safe environment for competition. The VHSL has also said an in-depth investigation into the incident is underway. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.